Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I'm going to do a Futurama on Wednesday. We're going to record it, and I'm going to go and do the table read tomorrow, so I'm excited about that. I got to get up early and go and do the thing there at Fox. And that's early, you know. I mean, by early, I mean I got to go there at 10, then I got to come here. But I thought I'd mention that to you guys if you'd like to keep an eye out for it. In fact, I'll let you know when it's on, when it airs, and then you can watch it. And you won't know it's me because I'll be doing some kind of a goofy voice. All right, so thanks a lot, Melissa, for bringing in the Vermont Country Store catalog. We're going to peruse this one today. Purveyors of the practical and hard to find, the Vermont Country Store. Now, she gets this stuff in the mail. Does your girlfriend get this stuff? Well, what am I saying? Does your girlfriend get this stuff? You get this stuff, don't you? Do you subscribe to the Vermont Country Store, don't you, Taylor? Now, here's one that I thought was interesting, because I guess there's a market for things that used to be of value for one thing, and they're no longer a value for that thing, so now they use them for something else. These are Vermont sap buckets. And these are Vermont maple sap buckets. These maple sap buckets served many seasons in the sugar bush and are now ready to spend their retirement years in your home as a one-of-a-kind planter or flower pot, a compost holder, catch-alls, and even champagne buckets. Seamless aluminum buckets are pre-drilled, so they're easy to hang from your sugar maple or from a wall. Medium bucket holds 1.5 gallons, is 11 inches tall, blah, 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 blah. Now, this thing was a sap bucket, which, I don't know, you went down to the to Ed's sap bucket store and bought it for 3 cents. I'm going to use it as a champagne bucket and going to sell it to me for like 50 bucks. How much are these sap buckets? 10 bucks for the sap bucket. But only at the Vermont Country Store. Otherwise, you go and buy this, say, at Crate and Barrel or something, or Williams and Sonoma. It's 50 bucks for your Vermont sap bucket. Here's something that you might want. A rustic Vermont high. Is this stuff all from Vermont? Lyman Orton is the proprietor of this store. This is a rustic Vermont hiking stick. Folks around these parts depend on walking sticks, whether they're taking a quick stroll to the village store or a vigorous mountain hike, because a little extra support can go a long way. I heard that. Ours is made especially for us from top-quality hand-picked hickory, chosen for its resiliency. Then it's coated with a fresh finish to make it more durable for years of use and sanded to a smooth finish to make it comfortable to hold. So it's sanded, and then it's coated, and then it's rubbed, and then it's hand-rubbed, and then you take it out and rub it in some dirt and walk around and be attacked by a freaking wolf holding this thing. Leather wrist strap, made in New England, a rustic walking stick. In other words, it's a stick. And the stick costs you 16 bucks. So in other words, we're selling you a stick. These cats in Vermont, man, you may think that you think you're the big city? You think you got it all going on? These cats they got it going on. This guy's in Vermont selling me a freaking stick for 20 bucks. I'm going to buy it. They got you fooled, brother. Have you ever walked with a walking stick other than being up in the mountains? I haven't either. I know somebody, George, my good friend George, who, you know, I was out the other day with him. He owns a business and he's advertising on the show. In any event, he was walking around with a stick. He was walking with a limp. He would rather walk with a limp with a big clawed foot. He's got his foot in a cast. He'd rather walk around with a limp dragging his foot behind him than walk with a stick. What's that tell you? Folk art whirligigs are whimsical and functional. Whimsical American folk art lets you judge wind speed and direction from the comfort of your home. Crafted solid white pine, 15 inches long, with a 14-inch propeller that turns in the slightest breeze. The stronger the wind, the faster these old-fashioned contraptions move. Mount on any fence or post with just a hammer. And what they are, they're pictures of a little man and a little woman, and they're like working in a forest. But they judge the wind for you. So, you know, so you give the little man to blow, or the little woman gets a blow, or the little woman blows the little man. Well, anyway, you know what I mean. And it's great. So, in other words, if you have if you have time to sit and watch the wind blow, man, this is for you. And who doesn't? The easiest way to beat the heat. Wear our body cooler around your neck or as a headband to prevent heat exhaustion, relieve muscle tension and headaches. Activate the cooling crystals inside by submerging in water for 30 minutes. The cooling magic works all day. Hang to dry so it's ready for use next time. 100% cotton, yada, yada. What it is, it's a bandana that you put around your neck. It's a bandana. You ever seen people who put bandanas around their dogs' necks? So, do you want to tell me? What's who? Your girlfriend. Oh, Jesus. What's that about, putting a bandana around a dog's neck? Like he's your pal? What is he, Clem? Is he the ramrod on the freaking cattle drive? Hey, I got to go out and hit the cattle drive, man. Better put a band. Better get my six-shooter and get that bandana around the dog's neck. If you wear a bandana around your neck, it'll only cost you, according to this catalog, $15, and your friends will think you're really cool. Now they got some Vermont clothes. I can't describe these other than to say, man, these are right out of Aunt B's closet. A lot of this stuff, but it's all from Vermont, so it's fine. I wanted to get back down to some of this other stuff here. Rake directly into trash bag without bending or stooping. Bag butler. Makes back-breaking yard work easier. Slip it inside any large trash bag and it holds the bag wide open. Lay it flat on the ground and it serves as a dustpan so you can rake leaves directly into your trash bag. No more bending and stooping to pick up leaves and debris. Work as a trash bin, too. Measures 20 by 24 inches. Fits 30 by 39-gallon trash bag. Folds flat to store. Leaf blower? You know, I guess these cats think that we're raking in the in Vermont. They still rake. Everybody else has a leaf blower. They're still raking in Vermont. Leaf blower! Look at this. They're selling rakes. When's the last time you actually saw a human being using a rake? I did last week across the street from my house. The guy had his gardener. He was raking. He wouldn't let the guy use a leaf blower. Your gardener uses a rake? God, that is so rare. I don't even. In fact, it's so rare. I think you're lying to me, Schaefer. I think you're a liar. Nobody uses those things. Practical hurricane lamps for when the lights go out. Keep on hand for when the power goes out or whenever you want to enjoy a warm golden glow that electric lights can't duplicate. Baked enamel finish with chrome-plated trim. Burn our smokeless lamp oil, kerosene, or citronella oil. 10.5 inches tall. They're like the Brakeman lanterns, you know, that you can kind of walk around with. Flashlight works real good for me. But I can understand, you know, you put that out in the back porch. And then, just like in the movies, maybe a cow can kick it over, or your dog can knock it down, and your house burns to the ground. It's great. Do you ever see, how many times in a Western have you seen some guy throw a kerosene lantern and the barn goes up? How many times that happen? Somebody shoots it, somebody throws it, somebody knocks it over. That's just by luck it would happen in my house. I'd bring a brand spanking new house, I'd bring in a kerosene lantern, the thing knocks over like it's Mrs. O'Leary's cow, and the whole damn thing goes up. It burned Merlin Olsen's barn in that TV show. What was the name of that show he was on? Little House on the Prairie. A lantern burned down Merlin Olsen's barn. As a matter of fact, a lantern burned down Merlin Olsen's barn in real life. A lantern burned down his house in Beverly Hills. Remember Merlin Olsen in Little House on the Prairie? And wasn't he Father Murphy, too? Didn't he have his own show after he split Little House on the Prairie where he was a farmer and then he became a priest? He lost his whole crop of corn, nearly caused him to divorce his wife on that show. You want to know why? Because she's shopping through that Vermont catalog, buying those citronella lanterns. Merlin Olsen turned out to be one hell of an actor, I'll tell you that. One hell of an actor. One hellish actor. I thought he was pretty good in that Little House on the Prairie. In fact, that show kicked ass. It rocked. I never watched it, but they tell me. Here's one here. Weather glass predicts 8 to 10 hour forecast. Captains on 18th century ships used weather glasses like these hand blown reproductions to forecast weather 8 to 10 hours in advance. When the water level in the spout rises, a storm is sure to hit. Measure barometric pressure. Wall mount weather glass is 9 3/4 and hangs on a 12 inch thing. Tabletop weather glass. What? What is that supposed to mean? Captains on 18th century ships used weather glasses like these, hand-blown reproductions of forecasts. When the water level in the spout rises, a storm is sure to hit. In other words, voodoo. Tabletop weather glass is hand-forged for us here in Vermont. Oh, well. Glass is 10 inches tall. Only $40. Hang that from the back thing. Stand around all day long. That's another thing. What, are you going to go out and watch the thing rise every day? You're going to go out and check and see if it's the water spout red. Storm sure to come. That's what they say on the Weather Channel. Bull crap. I'm going to go look at the fountain. I'm going to look at the thing in the glass. The Weather Channel, it says no storm. I'm going to go look. I'm looking out here to see if the water in the... Will you knock it off and look at the Weather Channel? A guy, the Doppler radar says. And then I'm going to go over here and see where the wind's blowing on this thing. Okay. That's all we got. It's the Phil Hendry Show. That's from the Vermont Country Store. Purveyors of the practical and hard to find. And I also got one here. I didn't want to read this one for fear. I just didn't want to read this one. This is called As We Change, Marketplace for Women Over 40. And I have no business looking through this at all. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I've been hearing some stories, and, oh boy, God, do they make me angry. I've been hearing about local affiliates. I'm not going to say which ones. Screwing up our brakes. Oh, God, I'm angry. I'm going to tell you something, and you better take this to the bank. Deposit it, get a receipt, put it in your wallet, walk around with it warming your ass, because here are the facts. This show, regardless of what you think of it, maybe you think it's just a toss-off, something to fill up the late-night hours, or the early evening hours, or the late afternoon hours. This show is the next step in the inexorable march toward radio, satire, comedy, nirvana. This show. Not that other stuff. This one here. This show is the funniest show in national syndication. What do you think of that? What do you think of that claim? Yes, it is. So if you treat the program with a level of disrespect and disdain because you think this is 13 weeks and out, or 6 months and out, or a year and out, the day will come, the day will come when you'll be on your knees begging to air this thing, and it won't be available because it'll be on another station in your market. Now, I say this with a kind, loving embrace, a warm, moist, but a warm handshake and a hug, and just a little bit of a thrust from my hips to say, don't screw around, because I'll kill somebody. Taylor will begin to be, he'll be the first victim, and then others will fall, others will drop. Don't piss me off. Cool. 1-800-449-8686. Think that did the job? Cool. It's Phil Hendry's show here. Well, that's what I've been hearing anyway. I don't know what to tell you. They're mucking around, they're messing around. They're, you know, you can, let me, I know how the game's played, it's okay. We're 6 months into our syndication nationally, and I've heard some stories. Well, you know how it is. I used to be a board op. I remember when I used to op, I was the board op for Miami Dolphin football back in the 70s when I worked in Orlando. I'd sit there. I used to kind of try to make it sound good, but then maybe there was something wrong with me, you know. Most of these cats are sitting there asleep on the wheel. Yeah, they're blasting up, whatever. Their girlfriend brought them dinner, and they're talking, and oh, shoot, I missed a break. That's okay. We're keeping track. See, this program isn't like any other show. You think it is? It's not. This show's different in terms of the way that we execute our program, in terms of the kind of comedy that we do, the kind of satire that we deliver, the kind of social commentary that we're probably more effective at than anybody on the dial right now. Anybody. This show. We do shtick. Let me put it to you this way. There are, you know, the people that listen to this show more than any others, the guys in the business, other radio guys listen to this show. And when I hear about some little mealy-mouthed son of a... pisses me off. So So you're either going to run this thing right, or sooner or later we're going to hear about it. It's going to go someplace else. And, you know, as we continue to grow our network, we'll leave people in the dust. We'll leave them at the way stations along the way, and they'll just sit there thinking they're smart, but not, in fact, being smart. And, you know, the network grows. The influence of the program grows. I'm not claiming I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. I just happen to know what's out there when it comes to syndication or any other kind of radio show. This one, pound for pound, is as funny as any of them. So either we're going to get the respect that we deserve, or we're going to have a fit. We're going to fall on the floor, kick our legs in the air, hold our breath, crap ourselves, and, you know, things will change. Okay, so that's that. And then we mentioned the stock market. I mentioned the big mud hole in my backyard. Also, the rain here in Southern California has caused so many snafus, so many problems out on the highways and the byways, the water and the accidents. And it's just, it stopped raining. The sun is shining out right here. Now, I don't know where you're at and where it is and in terms of the weather, where it is for you. But here, man, it was coming down like in buckets all morning long. And I walked out there without an umbrella, with my bald head glistening and gleaming in the wind. And the wind, that wind was coming in off the, it was like 180,000 miles an hour. It was like a storm. It was a full bore nor'easter. But that's how it is around here, man. All it does is just come down and it just rains in the wintertime in California. It rains and then the rivers get swollen, if you pardon the expression. And then some kid jumps into the wash and dies. There you go. Another year, another day in Southern California. Sure enough, that wash is going to get a lot of winter, water in it. And some kid is going to jump in there thinking that it's whatever it is, you know, Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. And he's chasing a condor down the rapids and he's going to die up against a chain link fence. Oh, God. Do you know that those washes have chain link fences at the end so the refuse doesn't go out into the ocean? You imagine hitting one of those at about 50 miles an hour? Jeez. Ouch. It's like you come out like linguine. Just feed you right through that. So stop it, will you, Mike? Okay, no, I don't want to go rafting with you. Bring your freaking canoe with you to work. I'm telling you. And you know where I, guess what I did? I bought a house on a hillside. If it rains enough, we go right down the side of the mountain. It's great. All that mud and everything, it's nice. So anyway, so what the problem is, where I live, we got what's called California Fair Plan. We're in a fire. Basically, if you saw the news several years ago and you saw the Malibu fires, if you lived out here, you know what that was. That's where I live. I live where it's, you know, my house just gets within the heat. The fire doesn't even have to hit it. It's so hot, the house will melt before the fire even gets there, because that's where I'm at. I'm up in all of that hellish fire country there. And just to give you a further idea where I live, no insurance company will insure my house. I got to go through the state of California. Because no insurance, because they're smart, you know. They don't want to insure some idiot that built his house in the middle of dry brush, you know, like in the middle of dry gulch. So I got to go through the state of California for this stuff. They're going to insure me. You know how long it's going to take for me to get paid from those cats? No, I don't mean any disrespect, but come on, man. I've got my house insured to the state of California. If my home ever burnt to the ground because of some major, another Malibu fire, whatever, how long you think it'll be before I'm cashing a check? Just take a wild guess. Taylor thinks it'll take with like 48 hours, man. It'll be right there at my doorstep. Freaking Pete Wilson will be standing there. Not that he's governor anymore. Gray Davis will be there knocking on my door going, Mr. Henry, I hear you're home. Oh, yep, sure did. It burned to the ground. Here you go. Here's the check. I don't think so. But, oh, man, nice piece of property, nice little home there, and right in the middle of, I mean, God almighty. You know what? If it ever goes up again, you ever seen those big wildfires in Africa where the zebra are running ahead of the smoke? That's where I live. I live in one of those areas where the zebra and the jackals and the elephants are running, and you can see the brush fire following them. That's where my house is. There'll be nothing but zebra sailing by my breakfast nook there in the morning as I'm sipping my coffee. I'm looking at herds of jackal. Okay. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Don't forget about the Best of the Phil Henry Show 1999 CD, Communism is Neat. You can buy it online at philhenryshow.com, and you can get the CD for $23.50, $3.50 shipping and handling, and $20 for the CD. San Marino, we have Harvey Wireman with us, attorney at law. And Harvey, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I wanted to, if Mike told you about the Greta Garbo letters.
I saw that. You want to talk about Garbo. Greta Garbo is the actress?
Yes, she was an actress. And they are releasing, allegedly tomorrow, letters that Greta Garbo sent to a woman named Mercedes de Acosta. And they're going to release this garbage tomorrow through an auction house. They were held until 10 years after her death. Greta Garbo died in 1990. And this de Acosta apparently got love letters from Greta Garbo. And that is a shock to me. I have always found her to be a very beautiful woman, and she was quite exciting in the film, in her film roles. And now they're trying to tell everybody that she was a dyke. That she is.
Well, we can say she was a lesbian. We don't have to use such a vituperative term, do we?
Well, I when you get into Greta Garbo, who was the sex fantasy of millions of American men, and for many years, Greta Garbo, for me personally, was the ideal. I would think of that woman. I'll tell you something, Phil. In the late 1940s, I had occasion to be at a USO fundraiser, and I was taken with how beautiful she was. She was there at a fundraiser for the GIs after World War II.
Right.
And I was taken with the woman's beauty, and I experienced a wonderful time watching her there. She was there for the GIs, and she was so gorgeous, and she was so attractive and arousing and erotic that every time, and I'll say this, and you know that I loved my wife Gladys, Phil.
You know, yes, I know that.
So you know that I don't mean any disrespect to her when I say that every time I had any, and I will say this with great respect and love, and God rest the soul of my wife, but if we had some conjugal difficulty, if I was having a little problem with, as men do, I would think of Greta Garbo, and I would bring some very serious lumber to that encounter. Just the thought.
So she was very stimulating to think about?
Yeah, it's very stimulating to think about. After my wife died, and I'm not proud of this, but after my wife died and I didn't have the pleasure of the company of a woman, I would masturbate furiously thinking of her. And now you're
okay, man. You know.
Well, why can't I say that?
Because I don't need to know about your private little moments.
I'm saying that you don't masturbate to a lesbian, and they're telling me she's now no lesbian is.
Can we just forget about what you do with yourself and stick to the point? What are you trying to say?
What am I trying to say?
Yes. What is the point here?
No lesbian is sexy to men. Have you ever heard the name Anne Heche? Have you, you know that?
Yeah, Anne Heche is a lesbian.
She is experimenting with lesbianism, but I don't think she really is, because no man is attracted to a lesbian. No.
Whoa. How do you know that?
Because men have a sixth sense about that. I'm a straight man. And if she were a lesbian, Greta Garbo, I wouldn't be attracted to her.
So now you're telling me that she was not a lesbian because you were a straight man and you wouldn't be attracted to a lesbian.
That is correct.
Well, I think that's extremely naive and pretty typical probably of a lot of men. I was going to say men of your generation.
Whoa. Men of my generation, nothing. You don't think we had the Butch Dykes? You don't think we had the what do you call them, the lesbians?
No, you had them back then. I know that. But for you to say, no, well, I wouldn't be attracted to her because I would know she's a lesbian is antiquated. Come on, man. I mean, everybody, not everyone is that completely aware of the world around them, all right?
Phil, you're out of your mind. Straight men are not attracted to lesbians. And if she were a lesbian, I would have known it. Because straight men, they can't get can spot a lesbian a mile away. And I'll tell you who is a lesbian. Okay? Because I'm not attracted to her. And
I don't want you outing anybody, all right?
How do I know?
Do you know who this person is?
No, I don't know the person, but I bet you she's a lesbian.
Who?
Janet Reno. I'll bet you any amount of money. As much as she tries to doll up and look feminine, I'll bet you any amount of money she's a lesbian.
All right, well, that's your opinion.
That's my opinion. Now, you're trying to tell me that she's not...
That's your opinion. I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, come on. You know, she tries to look good. And
yeah, I got that. Okay, who else?
Who else? I'll tell you one from when I was a kid. Eleanor Roosevelt. And everybody thought she was in love with... She was a flannel-wearing, roll-your-own-dyke. And that is the God...
Who? Eleanor Roosevelt.
That's correct. And
well, I hate to break the news to you, but there's a lot of people who would probably agree with you.
Why would it bother me? I don't give a crap. I'm not trying to put down lesbians, but no straight man would be attracted to one, okay?
So therefore, Greta Garbo can't be one and Anne Heche can't be one because straight guys are attracted to them.
That's it, Phil. And you can go on being a stupid asshole as long as you want, and you can make fun of me, but that happens to be the case. And
okay, fine, great. I mean, I'm not going to argue you off of the point. I don't know where you come off thinking that.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been attracted to a lesbian?
I don't know. And
what about have you ever gone out with a woman and then made the move and she said, no, I can't do it because I'm a wool puller? Have you ever?
Would you please just watch it?
What?
Just watch it. Have I ever gone out with a woman and tried to get it on with her and she said, I can't do that because I'm a lesbian?
Right.
No, I haven't because, I mean, what woman's going to go out with me? If she's a lesbian, why would she want to go out with me?
Ah, there, see
what?
What I was saying.
You're full of crap, you know that?
No, I'm not full of crap.
No, you're full of crap because you don't even know what it is you're talking about. Ah, there you see. No woman is going to go out with me if she's a lesbian. And if she ain't, then, you know, she ain't. Have you ever gotten into a position where you can get it on with her and she says, no, excuse me, I'm a lesbian. She's going to go out with me, go out to dinner with me, or whatever the hell it is. And besides, I'm a married man, okay? Going on 3 years. This is far away from my experience.
Oh, listen to this bull crap. You know, you really give me a pain when you started with that I'm a married man baloney. You know?
Well, but just to give you the lowdown, Eleanor Roosevelt, that ain't no shock.
You know something? You make my hemorrhoids throb every time you...
Okay, that's a real nice thought, man.
Every time you do that.
All right, let me take a phone call here. Chatsworth, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Phil, great show as always.
Thanks.
Listen, this man talk about who?
What?
What do you talk about?
I'm telling you, is he talking to me?
Yeah.
Well, either one of you guys, who is she... Who's Greta Grabo?
Her name isn't...
Hold on for a minute.
Who's Greta Grabo?
Her name isn't Greta Grabo.
What's wrong with the old man?
There's nothing wrong with me. Her name isn't Greta Grabo. Her name is Greta... Her name is...
What the Christ is wrong with this guy, Phil? I've been listening to your show the last several minutes. I just tuned in, and he's talking about Greta Grabo pulling wool. Nobody even know who she is.
Her name isn't Greta Grabo. Her name is Greta Garbo. Okay?
Well, you guys are not making it very clear who the person is. Okay? Only that she's some chick named Greta Grabo. Like she's a member of the Swedish bikini team?
No, she was a movie actress. Who is she? She was a movie actress who was very beautiful.
Greta Grabo.
Greta Garbo, for Christ's sake.
Nobody ever heard of Greta Garbo. Old people are weird. We didn't tell people, you know, the weirdest thing about it, Mr. Henry.
Okay, get to your point, kid.
Well, the weirdest thing about it is he's talking about spanking it to her. And that
I was talking about being very much taken with the lady.
But, Mr. Henry, why can't you get a guest on who isn't talking about spanking it to some old lady?
Miss Henry, are you going to allow this?
Well, look, he's asking, and it's very crude, and you don't have to say spanking it to an old lady, okay? He loves Greta Garbo.
I love Greta Garbo. Greta Garbo.
And I just don't want to hear about some old guy pulling his putt looking at some 900-year-old...
Okay, look, both of you guys...
I've never been so goddamn humiliated. You know something? Mr. Henry, I came on this program to talk about someone who I respect.
Phil, why don't you get some guests on instead of, you know, the Hall of Fame of Spankmasters?
Okay, am I going to be allowed to finish?
Hold on for a minute.
Jesus, you got on the L.A. Spankmasters instead of talking about stuff the young generation wants to hear about.
I was talking about Greta
Garbo.
You goddamn.
Hold on for just a minute. Okay, calm them down or I can't talk to either one of those guys. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Hold on. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Look, I came on your program, Phil, to talk about the death of Greta Garbo and to talk about the fact that I think her memory is being maligned because she's been called a lesbian and because they allegedly have some letters.
Well, if she is a lesbian, what are you going to do about it? Just because you're pulling your wiener to her movies...
I didn't say that.
Harvey, you came on, and would you guys watch your language, please?
I'm sorry.
You came on here and said that you used the word, the M word, saying that you were masturbating furiously watching her films. Didn't you say that?
I said it in a very respectful way. And I was trying to say that I loved her films, and I think calling her a lesbian without the benefit of her being here, I think is... It's slanderous.
And I'm 16 years old.
Oh, shut up and let me finish.
Hold on, I want to hear what the kid says.
Huh?
I want to hear the kid.
Right. I'm 16 years old and I go to Chatsworth High and I turned on your show to listen to some comedy and stuff. Instead, I'm treated to the spectacle of an elderly man talking about spanking the ween. Spank away, and...
Well, you know something? Obviously, the kid doesn't understand.
And listen to this guy clear his throat like he's got a wad of cheese shoved in there is about like to make me puke.
Well, I'm trying to...
Hold on. To have a conversation, okay? Don't yell at each other.
I just want to ask the old man a question.
What?
Do you watch reruns of the Greta Garbo movies on TV?
Her name isn't Greta Garbo. Her name is...
Well, that's what she's making you do. Grab at it. And
her name is Garbo, okay? And I don't grab at it. I have a great deal of respect for her.
I'll bet you watch her movies in Spectrovision.
Goddamn kid, I'm gonna...
All right, that's it. I have to edit that. I can't deal with it. He's watching her movies in Spectrovision. Okay, you guys, if you don't behave...
What does he mean, I'm watching her movies in Spectrovision?
Three guesses and the first two don't count.
I happen to like the...
Maybe you got something else stuck in your throat. You ever think about that?
I know what you're referring to, you little asshole. That does it. I'm going to his house.
What are you doing?
I don't know, but you better get out of there, man.
Oh, I don't care. I'm not afraid. Hello?
Hi, remember me?
Wireman!
Wow. Okay, so the kid's dead? Yeah, that's all right. So Wireman went over there. The thing that set him off was a Spectrovision crack? I think that's what pushed him over the edge. That's too bad. Oh, God. All right, listen, don't forget the website, the Best of Phil Henry Show CD, philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Remember, the CD is $23.50, and all the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. We'll be back tomorrow in full Spectrovision. Phil Henry Show.
The human race was dying out.
Phil Henry.